U.S. law enforcement agencies are on high alert now after recent terrorist attacks in Paris and Beirut. New security threats mean sharing information among those agencies is more important than ever. But brass at the FBI and U.S. Marshals Service say they've got some tough barriers to overcome first. We get more now from Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Agresco.
Leaders at U.S. law enforcement agencies say they understand the power data can have on their responses to major emergencies and crises, but it's taking them too long to share information with each other. And the systems they have to support that kind of sharing can't communicate with each other. Carl Mathias is the Chief Information Officer and Assistant Director of the Information Technology Division at the U.S. Marshals Service.
We get lots of information, okay? I've got it from all over, to many different sources, which is the problem. It's the taking data and turning it into knowledge that we can execute against is really the struggle we face.
Right now, government thinks in terms of programs and systems and the agencies that own them. Instead, the emphasis should be on the information itself and the purpose it serves. Jeff Johnson is the Chief Technology Officer and Assistant Director for the IT Applications and Data Division at the FBI.
If we focus in on that data and those attributes that we really meaningfully want to protect, it will enable us to more broadly share in the cloud, because we will talk about what people have legitimate authorized access to what data needs to be shared with which communities, and which protections that goes under. Right now, we are protecting systems. We protect devices. And then we have exceptions to those devices, right? And we have people who shouldn't have access to any taxpayer information, but they're in the system because they have to be a partner in the system. Right? We need to get the specificity of what the rules are, what we care about as a nation, this is the information, and these are the people who are authorized to achieve missions against that information. Right? And really shift from protecting systems to protecting information.
The devices and systems agencies use to gather, process, and share threat data with each other are improving, but some leaders say not fast enough. The FBI has a Criminal Justice Information Services Division. Johnson says thanks to CJIS, collaboration is getting better between individual law enforcement communities. He wants to see the FBI add more rich data to that system and deliver the information in closer to real time. Mathias says the Marshals Service is working with the Bureau of Prisons on an automated data sharing program.
When we move prisoners, there are two people from the Bureau of Prisons who fly with each plane. They carry big plastic, those blue plastic things you put your Christmas decorations in. They're full of prisoner files. And as the prisoners get off the plane, they go, "Is that you? Yes, that you? Yes." We're working with Bureau of Prisons to work out a data sharing mechanism so that that's automated and going paperless. But those are the kind of the microcosms of a bigger problem.
The agency also hired a chief data officer. This person will work with Mathias in the CIO office specifically on the Marshals Service's data analytics. The new CDO will start November 30th. Mathias says he wants to perfect some of the basic technologies and services his employees use and need to do their jobs.
If the desktop and the laptop don't work, it really doesn't matter what cool services I have out there. So, Marshals, I am busy working on ideas and plans for how we can improve how I do the simple stuff, the break fix, how we deliver help desk, that whole ITSM, IT asset management models, we're rethinking that. You can expect to see from us my business case analysis team reaching out, looking for ideas, and then I'm hoping next year we're actually making adjustments to our processes and to our probably procurement actions to change that model.
Mathias says he's in the process of getting iPhones out to his employees in the field. About a quarter of the staff have new phones now. The rest will have one by the end of January. For others, it's the sheer amount of time that it takes to update some of these tools. That's the biggest challenge. Michael Gilmore is the supervisory special agent for the engineering research facility at the FBI.
When I joined the FBI, we had four desks pushed together and a telephone that came up through the middle, and we shared the telephone. True story. A couple years later, we got a computer. It was on a swivel, and we shared the computer back and forth between maybe a couple people. That wasn't that the FBI's backwards. It was part of that was the early adoption, getting through some of those processes, the accreditation, making sure that the computer and the software and the applications on it do what they're supposed to do and don't do anything else that we don't expect. Fast forward to today, I have several systems in my office, and one computer for this network or this system, one for the other, based on different rules of operation of each of those systems. So I think that's what I struggle with is our ability in government in general to adopt some of the technology earlier, because it does provide, I think, great benefits to the investigative process.
But Johnson says the real step forward for better information sharing is more challenging.
Today, we think in terms of programs. Today, we think in terms of systems. Programs, systems, agencies, we all view that information, cops, detectives, and patrol officers, they view that information as theirs. It's not theirs. I, as a taxpayer, paid for you to get that information. I own that information as a taxpayer, which means the government owns the information. Right? It also means that the government has a responsibility to protect the information, to safeguard the privacy and the security of our persons. The Bill of Rights has to be secured as part of that security process. And we need to move forward on making that transparent so the person who is most capable of intercepting that threat has the right information to make a better decision. Some of the terrorists in the Paris attack have had previous interaction with intelligence. I heard that on the news. I'm assuming that the news is correct in this case and will not comment on that. What if that person had better information? And it's not a strategic picture. It's not an FBI picture. It's a patrol officer picture. It's that tactical transaction in that case, right? But that information doesn't belong to a system. It doesn't belong to a program. It doesn't belong to an agency. It belongs to the taxpayers. It belongs to the citizens of the world, and it must be shared. In order to get there, we must start to reshape the way we define programs, the way we fund programs, and the way we acquire programs in the government.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.